Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
As Canadian television, he's at a loss for words.
I don't even know what to say. This was a great day. Wonderful event. Huge community event. And have ended in tragedy like this.
Authorities say they don't believe this was a terrorist attack. After President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky were spotted meeting on the sidelines of the funeral for Pope Francis yesterday.
A high-stakes meeting as the Trump administration pressures Ukraine to accept a peace deal. And as Russia pounds Kyiv with missile and drone strikes. The White House says the two sides had a very productive session.
ABC's Selena Wang. This is ABC News. A raid on an illegal nightclub in Colorado Springs early this morning has resulted in the arrest of a dozen U.S. military service members. Authorities say some were there as patrons, others were working security. The Army confirms at least some of those service members were stationed at Fort Carson in Colorado. DEA Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Pullen speaking with ABC affiliate KGMH.
So this is an underground illegal nightclub, okay? And what was happening inside was significant drug trafficking, prostitution.
Investigators are looking into gang-related activity at the site as well. ICE agents have taken custody of the dozens of suspected undocumented immigrants who were there, while there's no word yet on what charges the members of the military will face. The field is now set for the Kentucky Derby. The favorite this year, with odds on 3-1, is a horse named Journalism, trained by Michael McCarthy. Kentucky Derby happens next Saturday. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's time for your Sunday evening news update brought to you by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. The forecast for tonight, increasing clouds through the night, maybe some thunderstorms toward morning with a low of 50, 79 tomorrow with some storms in the morning, redeveloping in the afternoon. We may see some pretty severe stuff tomorrow night, large hail, tornadoes, high winds, all possible. Low of 54 after a high of 80 tomorrow. And then Tuesday, we cool down to 59. We're at a daytime high, currently 69 degrees. News is next.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
With news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that Saturday afternoon at approximately 1:59, Richland County deputies were dispatched to an address on Violet Street in the village of Lone Rock for a 911 call. Richland County deputies arrived on scene and were assisted by Sauk County Sheriff's deputies and an Avoca Police Department officer. A perimeter was established as information was gathered that they were dealing with an individual experiencing a mental health crisis situation and they had access to a firearm. It was believed that this individual was barricading himself in the residence. Once communication was established with the individual, a peaceful resolution was obtained. The individual was then transported to the Richland Center Hospital for further evaluation. In solidarity with communities nationwide, Grant County will participate in the Light the Night for Fallen Firefighters tribute by illuminating the dome of the Grant County Courthouse in red starting today and running through Sunday, May 4th. This national event honors the courage and sacrifice of firefighters who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Organized in conjunction with the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, Light the Night invites individuals, businesses, and public buildings to display red lights as a symbol of remembrance and gratitude. For more information on how to participate in Light the Night for Fallen Firefighters, you can visit firehero.org. In recognition of these heroes, the President of the United States has requested that the American flag be flown at half staff on all federal buildings on May 4th, which marks International Firefighters Day. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting comments through April 28th for a proposed special pesticide registration to control weeds in strawberry fields. The special registration proposed by DATCAP is for Stinger and Stinger HL herbicide, which are manufactured by Corteva Agriservices, LLC. The proposed special registration for Stinger and Stinger HL comes as the pesticide manufacturer transitions through a formulation change of the product. The registration would allow for the use of Stinger or Stinger HL to control broadleaf weeds such as dandelion, Canada thistle, bull thistle, and perennial clovers. Strawberry growers would only be allowed to use a single application of either product in a single growing season. No other herbicides are registered for use pre-harvest in strawberries to control these weeds. In the fifth special registration for Stinger and Stinger HL for the use on strawberries, the proposed registration will go through December 31st, 2029. No reports of adverse effects were received during previous registrations. The preliminary environmental assessment indicates that the proposed registration will not require a full environmental assessment. Comments received on or before 4-3 April 28th will become part of the preliminary environmental assess record. Copies of the assessment can be requested and public comment may be submitted via mail to Alyssa Foss, DATCAP, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin 83708, or email alyssa.foss@wisconsin.gov. Deer advisory councils are tasked with weighing deer herd metrics and public input in making decisions on deer management strategies in every county in Wisconsin. The CDAC, CDAC, is made up of two representatives from the county's Conservation Congress delegation, and seven members are chosen to represent various stakeholder groups. CDAC will meet Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Richland County Boardroom at the Richland County Courthouse. John Clare is chair of the Richland County Conservation Congress.
We listen to the input that the deer biologist from our area has about what the last season was all about. And then there's a lot of discussion. We allow folks that are at the meeting to weigh in on what they feel our direction should be. And we eventually have to make a decision as to what the next season is going to look like. We don't have a whole bunch of options, but some of the options we do have is the number of antlerless tags we give out, the number of antlerless tags we sell. In the past years, each license you purchase, you can purchase a bull hunting license or archery license, and you can also purchase a gun license. With each license, we have been giving out four antlerless tags. So if you're like me and you hunt both with a bow and a rifle, you end up with eight antlerless tags, which is a lot. And we have to decide how many of those antlerless tags we're going to give out, either for free or over the counter. And then we also have to decide on the season structure. Normally, there's an archery season, and then there's a rifle season and a muzzleloader season. In addition, we can authorize a holiday hunt, which is antlerless only, which happens usually between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. And then we can also authorize a late archery hunt that happens in January. So we have some leeway, but we don't have leeway for things like earn a buck or things like that. But we do have some discretion as to what we can suggest.
Many of the decisions are based on the projected deer count for the area.
Every year since I've been involved with the CDAC, which has been a while, we have shot about 3,000 does and 3,000 bucks within just a few. And we know and have been advised that if we want to lower the deer population, that antlerless number should be about twice what it's been. And we have tried to get people to shoot does by issuing lots of tags, and that hasn't seemed to make a difference. Well, this past season, instead of shooting 3,000 antlerless and 3,000 antlered deer, the total was about 5,000, about evenly split, so about 2,500 antlerless and 2,500 bucks. And just my opinion, mine alone, is probably has something to do with chronic wasting disease. We think that there was a study that just came out that the DNR did for 5 years where they were studying the effects of chronic wasting disease. And the crux of their study, the bottom line was that they feel that when the population of antlerless deer is infected by 29%, then the population will start to decline. And that's maybe what we're seeing. Time will tell, but that's probably going to weigh heavily on what we do with our antlerless tags.
Attending the CDAC meeting in person affords you the opportunity to view the deer herd metrics presented by DNR wildlife managers and to ask any questions. It also allows you the opportunity to present your opinion on deer management to CDAC members making decisions for the 2025 deer season in Richland County. Again, the meeting will be held Monday night at 7 at the Richland County Boardroom. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Grant County will host a community discussion aimed at addressing the needs, challenges, and opportunities within Grant County. The event will be held Tuesday, May 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Grant County Extension Office, Youth and Ag Center Auditorium in Lancaster. The gathering will include a brief review of current extension services, followed by discussions on growth opportunities and sharing perspectives on youth development, community development, agriculture, human development, and relationships. UW-Madison Extension creates key connection points for families, communities, businesses, nonprofit organizations, government, and more. Light refreshments will be provided. Please RSVP by Monday, April 28th by calling the Grant County Extension Office, 608-723-2125. For more information, contact Lynn Perkins, Area Extension Director, at 608-341-6370. And as warmer weather approaches, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that wild animals and their young will be on the move across Wisconsin. Knowing what to do before you find a young wild animal can make all the difference in the moment to protect it and keep it in the wild with its parents. For many species, it is perfectly natural for young wild animals to be left alone for extended periods of time. While alone, they will often lie quietly and still to avoid attracting predators. Drawing attention to a young animal's location can tip off predators or keep its mother away longer than she would like. You can help by keeping people and pets away from the area. If you have interested children, they can learn to keep wildlife wild by observing from a safe distance. Some common young wild animals you may encounter this spring include cottontail rabbit kits, and they can be encountered anytime from spring through fall. They open their eyes at 1 week old and begin exploring outside their nest for short periods of time to nibble on grasses after about 2 to 3 weeks. Eastern gray squirrels raise their young in leaf nests called drays, tree cavities, and man-made structures such as attics. Litters typically consist of 2 to 4 young called kits, and by 7 weeks old, they'll begin to explore outside the nest area. Raccoon kits are 12 to 14 inches long and capable of walking, climbing, and exploring by 6 to 8 weeks of age. When they're out exploring at that stage, they can be seen active during the day without their mother. The DNR has various resources to help determine when a young wild animal needs help and when it's best to leave them in their natural environment. Visit the DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild webpage for species-specific tips on how to decide if a young wild animal is truly orphaned and in need of help. If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO. COFM. Good afternoon. It's time for today's vital statistics for Sunday, April 27th, 2025, from WRCO News. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday morning at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain with burial in St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with their arrangements. Carol Lenz, 79, of Plain. Maureen K. Harper, 63, died Thursday in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, May 3rd from noon until service time at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compass Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, 63. Why choose WRCO Advertising? High frequency. Radio's format allows for multiple ad placements throughout the day, ensuring your message is heard often and remembered. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We're going to continue to increase our cloud coverage as we get into our overnight hours. We do have a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms towards the early morning hours. We are looking at lows dropping upper 40s to low 50s. Winds mostly from a southern direction around 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Monday, we're looking at considerably warmer temperatures and more humid conditions. That's going to be coming in with that southern breeze. We're looking at winds coming in up to 20 miles per hour and gusts up to 35. Highs are going to be warmer. We're looking at mid to upper 70s for Monday. 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms in the morning, and then once again towards the evening. Monday night, breezy winds with thunderstorms are likely. We're looking at winds coming from the south and then the west, 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts up to 30. Some of these storms are expected to be on the severe side. We could expect a large hail, high winds, and possible tornadic activity for Monday night, though we will definitely want to stay alert for that. Lows are going to be in the mid-50s. Tuesday is going to be much cooler. We're looking at highs only in the upper 50s. Winds are going to be on the blustery side, coming from the west and then northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour, and gusts 20. We're looking at more calm winds by the evening hours, decreasing clouds through the day as well. Wednesday, we are going to have an increase in clouds through the day, and then a 50% chance of rain showers at night. Highs in the low 60s for Wednesday as well as Thursday. We're going to have mostly cloudy skies and periodic rain showers all day. Friday, more sunshine than clouds can be expected, but a few scattered isolated rain showers are possible. Highs, once again, low 60s. Saturday, mostly sunny skies and more dry conditions with light winds. Highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Hope everyone has a great rest of their Sunday.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
We're currently at 68 degrees. We have been as warm as 69. Our low this morning, 40, and the high yesterday, 62. The record high in 1936, it was 85. The record low, 1946, 25 above. The sun will set today at 7:58, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:59. We forgot to tell you last year's extreme, 78 the high and 56 the low. West-southwest wind up to 8 miles per hour, no precipitation to report today, and none yesterday as well. The barometric pressure is continuing to fall down to 30.11. The high yesterday, 62, and we're up from our morning low of 40 and down from our daytime high of 69. Partly cloudy currently, and we're at 68 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.
Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Time for a look at sports on WRCO-FM, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club. The Brewers pull out Game 3 of their matchup, their weekend series with the Cardinals, and we'll also have a look back at high school softball and baseball yesterday.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health, from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. Baseball regular season high school games from yesterday. Melrose Mindoro upended Cashton 11-3, and Mineral Point picked up a 9-7 win against Algoma. Lots of softball tournaments in the area. We'll start with the Iowa Grant Quad. It was Iowa Grant defeating Wisconsin Heights by a final of 9-7. Also at the Quad, Highland over Hillsboro 9-4, Wisconsin Heights over Hillsboro 7-5, it was Highland defeating Iowa Grant by a final of 16-4. Cashton hosted a triangular yesterday. Game 1, Melrose Mindoro over Cashton 16-1. It was also a victory in Cashton for Luther over Cashton by a final of 12-2. The Portage Invite, Waterford defeated Portage 5-3. It was a win for Portage over La Crosse Logan, and that final was 7-2. Also going on yesterday, the Monroe Tournament, pool number 2, Monroe defeated Reedsburg 2-0, and it was Lodi over Reedsburg 6-3. The Waterloo Triangular, Lomira over Mineral Point 7-2, and a victory yesterday for Mineral Point over Waterloo, the final there 7-2 in the Waterloo Triangular. Jose Quintana to the rescue. With the Milwaukee Brewers flailing on their current road trip and in danger of being swept by the St. Louis Cardinals, the left-hander stepped up with a solid five-inning start today that paved the way to a 7-1 victory at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Quintana scattered 5 hits and 3 walks en route to becoming just the 3rd pitcher in Brewer franchise history to win each of his first 4 starts with the team. They include Tom Candiotti in 1983 and CC Sabathia in 2008. Again, the Brewers pick up that National League Central Division win 7-1 over the Cardinals. Other finals in the National League, Washington over the Mets 8-7. American League finals, Houston 7-3 over Kansas City. The Yankees down Toronto 11-2. Boston 13-3 over Cleveland. Detroit blanked Baltimore 7-0. And Minnesota shut out the Angels 5-0. 3 games continuing in the Interleague, 2 in the American League, and 4 still in action in the National League. The Milwaukee Brewers have placed center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day injured list. Mitchell had an MRI Saturday morning and was diagnosed with a left oblique strain. The Brewers have selected the contract of left fielder Daz Cameron from AAA Nashville. The Minnesota Twins have acquired infielder Cody Clemens from the Philadelphia Phillies. He's the 28-year-old son of seven-time Cy Young Award winner Roger Clemens. He was designated for assignment by the Phils on Wednesday. The Twins are in need of another infielder after rookie Luke Keyshaw broke his forearm in the first inning of Friday's game against the Angels. The Twins are expected to use Clemens as a backup at first and second, but he's also played third base and both corner outfield positions. After opting to use their first three picks on offense, the Packers focused predominantly on defense on the third day of the NFL draft in Green Bay. The Packers, hosting the draft for the first time in their franchise history, stocked up on defensive talent. Here's how it looked for the Packers in round one on Thursday. They selected wide receiver Matthew Golden. On Friday's pick, round two, pick 22, Anthony Belton from NC State, and a 23rd pick in round three, Savion Williams, a wide receiver from TCU. And then yesterday, round four, it was a Baron Sorrell pick, defensive end from Texas. Round five, Colin Oliver, a defensive end from Oklahoma State. Round six, pick 198, Warren Brinson, a defensive tackle from Georgia. They jumped into the seventh round with Micah Robinson, a cornerback from Tulane. And round seven, John Williams, an offensive tackle from Cincinnati. Wisconsin Badgers chosen. The Atlanta Falcons picked Jackson Nelson, an offensive tackle, in the seventh round with pick number two. The Colts picked up Hunter Wohler, a Badger linebacker, in round seven, 232 overall. Shedeur Sanders' wait has finally ended. The Cleveland Browns selected the Colorado quarterback and son of Hall of Famer Deion Sanders in the fifth round with the 144th overall pick in the NFL draft. That ended a stunning fall for Sanders, easily the most recognizable player in his draft class. They had rated him, some of the forecast anyway, behind only Miami's Cam Ward, who went first overall to Tennessee. There were 143 picks between Sanders and Cam Ward at number one. The Minnesota Vikings acquired quarterback Sam Howell in a trade with Seattle during the draft. They swapped fifth-round picks with the Seahawks for a young backup for J.J. McCarthy, who has starting experience. The Vikings sent the 142nd overall pick to the Seahawks for the 172nd pick. Howell passed for almost 4,000 yards while starting all 17 games in 2023 for the Washington Commanders. And bringing the NFL draft to the league's smallest market was supposed to mean a smaller crowd. Green Bay Packer fans had other ideas. Packer President CEO Mark Murphy said last week the forecast was for a total attendance of about 250,000 guests all 3 days. NFL officials announced Saturday that the attendance was instead 600,000. Now, that total comes from adding the reported attendance for each of the 3 days. The reported figure ties the 2019 draft in Nashville for the second highest total since the NFL started moving the draft to various cities in 2015.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
You know what's better than a limited-time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back
when? A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
100.9 WRCO.
It's Friday night under the lights. There's a game going on. It's fight, fight, fight. We're 6 points down. Gotta get it right. It's fourth and goal. The end's in sight. We're behind the eight ball. We've been there before and we'll be there again. It's a tricky shot. It's make or break, but we can take a win from behind the eight ball. Big blind is my seat. Cards been dealt. River's now complete.
chasing stars. And you're always gonna fly away just because you know.
Never gonna be a man, Peter Pan. Kelsey Ballerini, part of your Sunday evening get together. We are now less than 30 minutes away from Old Country with Bo Hendricks. We do it each and every Sunday from 6 until midnight right here on the radio. This is Sugarland with Joey. It's their classic.
What if I said yes? What if I don't help that night? What if you turn?
She's so sorry. That was a big hit for Sugarland back in 09. But I tell you what, that's the time Sugarland was just taking the country music world by storm. The worst floor at home thermometer checking in at 68 sunshiny degrees. Boy, if you didn't get outside and do something today, you may have missed out. It was definitely a good one. 5:41, we're moving to the top of the hour, and we'll have Old Country. Right now, it's a twin spin of D.White Yoakam. Oh, man, this guy can rock and dance and sing and pick the guitar.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere. Hey, I'm nobody. I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming. Guess I've worn blisters on my heel. Trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield.
It's a WRCO-FM Twin Spin. Two in a row.
Two in a row.
Twin Spin from WRCO.
You'll be sorry you asked me the reason that she's not here with me tonight. And I know you were probably just acting polite. You'll be sorry you ever asked why. Reconciling to a drop dead halt. Aren't you sorry you asked?
So, direct from the streets of Bakersfield, Dwight Yoakam, his solo, Sorry You Asked, and then before that, his duet with Buck Owens. Of course, not only a great musician, singer, songwriter, entertainer, performer, but do you remember him under the dome? He played Lyle. He was on, Wedding Crashers, correct? Yeah, like in the opening scene going through a divorce with his wife. Great actor, Dwight Yoakam. 5:47, we keep the tunes a-rolling.
Running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken heart. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows but the highway. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swampland, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. A stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lame speeches. There ain't no time for lame speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
With planting season just around the corner, now is the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with a reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decoratings, Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
You're listening to the Weekend Get-Together.
Weekend Get-Together.
With Adam Hess.
It's Adam Hess on the radio.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
What are we doing with the wind?
doesn't love them a little bit of Reba, huh? Yes, I'm guilty. 5:57, we're moving to 6 o'clock. We will have Old Country Bo Hendricks stops by. He'll keep you entertained all the way until the midnight mark. To take us to Old Country, it's Jody. You know what? I'm all right. I'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business through. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. But we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family. And tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.